Gitten, per Kress mich ne Dall. Ve Shama Yaimrin, Poite Odom Ishtoi, Ve Get Yoshon, U Beisil Loisin. Ve Shama says that a Get Yoshon works, a person could pater, which means he could divorce his wife, with a Get Yoshon, Beisil argues. Obviously the question is, Veizu Get Yoshon, what is the idea of a Get Yoshon? Kol Shem Nisyachid Imo Achar Shekzovelo. He was misyached with her after the get was written. Let's explain. We'll learn Mitz Hashem later on in Mishnah Tess that when a husband is misyached with his former wife, that he was megarish, you have to see in the yichud a very serious karv levadech shash that he was baalei. Why? Because they have a pre-existing relationship. Normally, we learned in the Sechah Saita, it's only when the husband was mekaneh his wife, and a wife was nisyachid with a man that she's not married to, then you see over there sovik znus. Otherwise, a woman stam nisyachid mechtesi to be choishish that she's not allowed to be nisyachid. It's a yichud. But to be choishish that she was mezan, of course not. But when a husband was nisyachid with his former wife, ostensibly there's no avera, because she's a pnuya. But it's definitely frowned on. It's definitely shaloi kedin. There might even be an issa lav, according to the Rambam Bar Pnuyo. Certainly one's ex-wife is also a Pnuyo, there gotta be that lav. But al kuponim, the Mishnah later on says, you have to see him being bo'leo, you have to look at it as maybe l'shem kedushin, and maybe she'll need another get. So yichud with an ex-wife is more chomer than a regular Pnuyo. The chash over here is that if he gives his wife a get that was written a while ago, and he was nisyachid with her, he put the get on hold. The get was written, it was signed, he has the get on file. He's living together with her. She could have children. She could have a child. She has a child, we'll see later on, let's say he gives her the get that was written a year later. The Rav says, Loshem the Gemara, Shem Ya'acher Shona Oishnosayim. He'll give her the get in a year from now. Turns out that the child that was born from her in the interim was born really in a state of penuya. Episode begam it is. He's not pogam mamish. He's not a mamzer. He's not even a psul. But he's kosher lakuna. But episode begam there is. So because of that, we don't allow a get that was written previously to be used later on when there's a chashash. Now we could ask ourselves, the get should be possible, ikra dinei shtoris, because the get mugdim. The answer to that is that over here, since the get was written and it was signed on Rosh Chodesh Nisan Tovshin Pei Beis, the fact that it was given 2 years later won't passel. The zman has to be the zman when the get was written. It doesn't have to be that the time of the mesiris haget is reflected in the ksivis haget. Now it is true that a get that was written and signed, the assumption is it was given that day. Not only that, when we learned back in Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, about a get that was mugdim, it was nichtav bayoyim v'nechtam balaylo, and the reason why it's possible is because it's mugdim, because it's chashash of Hashem, yichapal basachoysoy, because of peiros. L'chor those chashashes apply equally if the get was written and signed on one day, but it was only given over a year later. You could have the same problem. She'll use the get later on as evidence that she was divorced a year earlier with whatever problems are. I feel like it doesn't passel. The Rishonim and Daf Yud Zayin, the Rishonim over here have to figure out why the stomius of a shtar that was written and signed on the same date, even if it was only given later on, why don't we passel the get al tzachoyis man? Oh, but that's the halacha. The halacha is over here that the isur l'chadchila to use this get will only be if he's nisyachid imo. Lamaisa, the Psach Halacha the Rav brings down, is that if Lamaisa you have no choice, there's no other get. Vim girish v'holach habal l'mdina acheres tinosu v'lechatchila. Davad, if the get was given, we treat it as a kosher get. Just it shouldn't be given, l'chatchila. Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah is going to go into more psulim now, on different eifanim of get that were written shaloi kedin. Kosav l'shum malchus she'enu he'genes. One of the primary things that are recorded in the get is when the get was written. We spoke about that Mishnah Dalit. Now, how do you record when? You write the date. It seems pretty simple. Tovshin Pei Dalit. Leminyonenu. What happens if somebody writes 2024? It'll also be kosher. It's not the way to write, but it should be kosher. Certainly midiraisa. in different countries, there were different ways of recording the date. The Mishnah brings up a concern when the date that was written in the get was L'shum Malchus She'ena Hegenes. It was a date that's really, it's not considered a real date. So B'mei Chazal, there was a takana to write the date in the vernacular, kilu, not in the language, but in the date, the way it's recorded in that kingdom. Shloim Malchus. So he wrote L'shum Malchus She'ena Hegenes, which means Malchus that was not in charge in that place. So we know what date you're referring to. You write the year 433, and what it means is 433, L'shnois Malchus Edom. There's only one little problem. You're writing the get not in Edom, you're writing in Bavel. Bavel was not controlled by Edom. So that's called, you wrote the date improperly. It's a Malchus She'ena Hegenes. Or you wrote it L'fi, the date of a Malchus that no longer exists. At the end of Tkufas Bayesheni, when the Dinim and the Mishnah were organized in this Lashon, and then they were signed off on by Rabbeinu HaKodesh, there was no L'shum Malchus Modai. Modai had already been wiped out. L'shum Malchus Yovan, Yovan's Malchus had already been captured by Edom. L'binyan Abayis, you write it from how many years into the Beis HaMikdash. L'churban Abayis, how many years from the Churban Abayis it is. These are not the right ways to write. The Rav speaks out, the Mufarshim speak out, that even though the original takana to write in the date of the Malchus that was there was Mipnei Shloim HaMalchus, and if you're going to write L'chubin HaBayis, the Malchus is not going to be jealous. You're not writing it, you're not in America and you're dating a get with the date of Communist Russia, or in Communist Russia, Nocherga, and you're dating it from 1776. You're writing L'chubin HaBayis. What personal could the Malchus have? I feel like doesn't stem with the takana. Hoya b'mizrach v'kosav b'mayriv. This is already wrong information. B'mayriv v'kosav b'mizrach. So all these things are what's called beloshen hamishna. Mishana mimadbeh shetovu chachomim. The halacha is teitzei mizeh umizeh. This is a nusach that Chazal use in several places. We had the end of Yevamos by a woman that we allowed to get married. We're soymich on an eid echad or on her eyewitness that her husband died. And what happens, chalila, if we allowed her to get married, she got married, and now the first husband showed up. The halacha is teitzei mizeh umizeh. She has to go out from both marriages. Utzricha get mizeh umizeh, even though she's only married to one, the first husband showed up, that means the second marriage was never chal. No, teitzricha get mizeh umizeh. Ein lo loiksuba, she loses all rights from both marriages. That means when a get is written shaloikadin, we treat her as mamish like a isha that was mizana. We treat her as being mizana klapi her rights to in the first marriage, and also of course that she has no rights in the second marriage, which was shaloikadin. So over here, even though the psul lachar is only midirabonon, we still were going to passel this beyond a regular chumrah. Why? Because we have to. The Chazal were very strong in protecting the takonis and how to write a get. The same way over there it was necessary in order to create the necessary imperative that she should be medactic the most possible when she says that her husband died. So over here we have the same list. Ein lo lo ksuba, lo peiros, lo mizen. She doesn't get back. She doesn't get a ksuba. She doesn't get peiros back. She doesn't get any future mizenis. Lo blois was the leftovers of what was used. She'll get back what's called nichsei melug. She'll get back the house, the car that was used by her husband. She'll get it back as is, but she won't get back any payments. She doesn't get any support. She doesn't get any payments. That would be blois. Lo alze b'lo alze. Im not lo mizeh o mizeh tachzeh. If she took these type of tashlumen, she's going to have to give it back. V'avlad mamzeh mizeh o mizeh. Even though l'chayrish, she's married to her first husband. We treat her as married to the second husband just for the purpose of this knas, in order to make sure the gitna read done properly and her husband being dead was recorded properly. Memela, we treat any child that's born from the first husband thereafter. Oh, she's married to the second one. No. Klapi the second one, we say she's married to the first one. Mamze mizeh umizeh. Both of them lose their din to be called her husband, which is only to a real wife. None of them have any schusn in her. They can't be zoich in her mitzia. We're going through the list quickly because these are really Mishnais in Ksubis that talk about the Schusei HaBal Be'ishtoi. He has nothing, she has nothing. There's a total dissolving of the marriage and she needs to get from both. Mamash Chumis Finala Zaitin. Hoysa Bas Yisrael, if she's a Bas Yisrael, Nifselis Minakohuno, because we treated that she was Mizana. Bas Levi Minamaisa, it's a Chiddish, because L'chor, there's no Kiddusha. Maisa can be eaten by Yisrael. This is going according to the Tana, which is according to a mayor that holds that that Maisa could only be eaten by a Levi. There's a Kedusha and Achilas Maisa. Also, we gathered on Paschal way, but the Mishnah mentioned it according to that Tana. The point is, like in Nefzalas Menachuna, she's Posel. She was Mizana. Bas Koyin, of course, Menachuma. She's Posel Menachuma. Ben Yoshua, Shazav Yoshua, Zay Yoshua, Subasa. Nobody has a dinim ksubas bin in dichrin. Again, going through quickly because these are all dinim that are mentioned through the length and breadth of Maseches Ksubas. V'meisu, we'll just go back to that prat. The din of a ksuba is that a wife, if she outlives her husband divorces her, she gets a ksuba. Not only that, she gets back certain payments. She gets back whatever she brought into the marriage as part of her ksuba. She's not getting peres or blois, anything that was used that would have to be paid to her back. She's not getting. Not only that, what happens if she dies first? Her ksuba is forfeit. The husband keeps it. There's a halacha that Chazal instituted called ksubas binin dichrin, where her children will yashin after the misa of their father. They'll get the ksuba their mother would have gotten. The nafkamina is what happens if a man has two wives. One comes from a very rich home, so it was a very wealthy ksuba he had to promise her. The other one comes from a poor home, so he gave her the standard monim osayim. That's the case. The children of the wife, the yachsenta from the rich family, will get a much larger estate of the Yerusha. That's called zenichnas in takana, that people should encourage, should give money for a dowry with their daughters, a nadin. So Mamela, that money will stay in the family. It's not going to go to the son. It's not going to go to the son-in-law's children from a different marriage. But over here, that din is forfeit as well. There are no dinim over here that are tali and schusei issues. V'mesu, if before the two, the former husband and the new husband that she married, that she has to be teitzim mizeh mizeh, before she got to get from both, what happens if one of them dies? Ochiv shalzeh v'ochiv shalzeh choltzim v'lei miyab. Nobody can be miyabim. Because we consider her married to the other husband. But she needs chalitz from both. Now remember that midaraisa, about that she's only married to her former husband. Or let's say that better. In the Mishnah Yevamos, where Nebuch, the husband that was alleged dead, shows up, there she's taka married midaraisa still to her first husband. Over here, the get would be a kosher get. She's really married midaraisa to the second husband. We're being machmir choymer al gabi choymer, we're passing up a get that was written improperly. So we're creating that the second marriage is Shaloi Kedin because the first get was Shaloi Kedin. In reality, she's really married to the second one. So Yibum can't work. But L'chor, there should be Chalitza if the second one dies. Chalitza, but you also shall also need Chalitza from the first one. Here's another din. There's a very strong dose over here of how much Chazal were makbid in the Ksiva Bidiuk of a get. The Mishnah finishes off Shino Shmoy Ushmo. What happens if you wrote the wrong names? Shem Iroi v'Shem Iroi, you wrote the wrong place. Again, we don't write the place where they come from. Our minig, based on Poiskim, is to write only the place where the get is being given. That din we had in the din before. That din is a din derabban to write where the get was given. Lamaisa, if the wrong names were written, the get is certainly possible with deraisa. If the wrong location for where the husband and the wife come from is written, yesh lodun, maybe even if it's not ma'akiv deraisa, but if you wrote the wrong place, that's like writing the wrong name. You're writing the wrong identifying name on the person. Yesh lodun, even the din that we had before, where the name of the place where the get is being given, Mizrach, he wrote Ma'ariv, Ma'ariv, he wrote Mizrach, if that's written wrong, it could also be possible deraisa. The other information about writing the date of a malchus shena hegenes, it's certainly only derabbanan, because you know when the get was given. It just shouldn't be written that way. That's a matbeish tovu chacham. These dinim is the existential information of the get. Who is the get being given by, and who is it given to? Without that, the get is not a get deraisa. So yesh lo, how far this goes up deraisa? Again, why today we don't write mokim megure habal v'yisha is a good child that the rishonim discuss. Our places of where we come from are not considered as accurate as amolagat zayt. L'maisa, the halach is again over here. Certainly, if it's problem deraisa, teitzim mizeh umizeh. Cholat v'achum ha'el bo. All the dinim that we just discussed are all noyig. We got this din.